Singer-songwriter Ricky Lee Jones is a two-time Grammy winner, known for songs including Chucky's and Love and We Belong Together. Madeline Peru started singing when she was 15. Her voice has been compared to the late, great Billie Holiday. Here's the title song of her 1996 debut album, Dreamland.
Dreaming, making my way. Dreaming, won't let me stay in your arms, in your warmth, in your love.
Now fans of both women's unique musical styles are in for a treat. This week, Ricky Lee Jones and Madeline Peru begin their North American tour. The pair will perform solo sets as well as a few songs together. And we have both of them with us. Ricky Lee Jones joins us from WWNO in New Orleans, Louisiana. Ricky Lee Jones, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, sir.
And from our NPR studios in New York, we're joined by Madeline Peru. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thank you.
As we said, you'll be performing both solo sets and together. And in advance of the tour, you've released a couple of songs. Let's listen to one. This is your cover of the classic Dave Essex song, Rock On.
Where do we go from here? Which is the way that's clear?
Still looking for my
blue jean, baby queen, prettiest girl I ever see.
See her shake on the movie screen.
Jimmy Dean.
Madeline, Rock On. What attracted you to this song?
Oh, this is Ricky Lee's idea, a brilliant idea. Normally, I wouldn't think of doing that song, but, you know, Ricky's doing it, and I'm along for it. It's an adventurous ride for me. I really, really enjoyed it. But go ahead, Ricky, because, you know,
well,
that was really
your thing.
Well,
I chose Rock On because of the line, where do we go from here? Because I wanted to make a film about women's rights and the rise of women and the resistance to oppression. And so the song seemed like a chance to do, you know, because I like to pick an unexpected thing all the time. So it was a chance to rock a little bit and then make a video that had a message.
Rock on. Rock on. Rock on.
The sound bites in the recording are really great because I think our heads are constantly echoing with the news and with sound bites, and maybe facing that a little bit is quite freeing and soothing. And of course, I love hearing the Ricky sing those lyrics.
Let's talk a little bit about each of your latest albums. Ricky Lee Jones, your latest 2015's The Other Side of Desire really took its sound from New Orleans, in part, where you moved to a few years ago. I really loved the tune Blinded by the Hunt. Ricky Lee Jones, what inspired you about that song?
I think it's just a moment in life of thinking how you pursue something your whole life, and then you don't know it when it's right in front of you because you become blinded by the hunt.
Let's take a listen.
I know where I'm going because I've been there before, floating in the sun. Sure, I caught a beautiful way. I came in all the way. Please help me climb on again.
It's a great song. I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
What do you like about New Orleans in terms of writing tunes and your work?
You know, it takes me a long time to write, so I think it's an internal process. But I'm inspired as a person here, and so that surely ends up in my ability or interest to do anything, especially art. Mm-hmm. I'm happy much of the time, and I'm excited by the things I see in here. Like, there are parades today. There are always parades, and there are incredible-looking people everywhere, and music is everywhere, and it's in a concentrated area. You don't have to drive more than 15 minutes. And I mean, I write all the time. I'm always recording an idea into my phone, but will it end up being developed into a song? I don't know. But I'm happy. I'm happy here.
And I really like the tune Haunted, by the way. I hope you play that out on the road.
Thank you. Yeah, I like that. You know, that was the only song that I totally produced or made. You know, I just sat and cut and pasted ideas together.
When love comes along, it seems like he was always by your side. It makes you feel like you've never been alone, never been alone, never, never been lied to.
Madeline, to you, I read that you found inspiration to record your 2016 release, Secular Hymns, in a parish church in Oxfordshire in the UK. Let's listen to one song off that album, Everything I Do Gonna Be Funky, by the late Alan Toussaint.
I got to be myself and do my thing. A little soul can't do no harm, I never. Everything I do gonna be a funky from now on, yeah. Everything I do gonna be a funky from now on, yeah. Everything I do gonna be a funky.
Madeline, why do you call these secular hymns?
I think of music, the music that I play, and maybe more so recently, I think of it in those terms. I think of it as being a part of what I live by and what I think about and, you know, defines a lot about my life. And in a way, maybe that's why it's also like a hymn, because if you're going to pray... I've thought about this, not having grown up in any church atmosphere. I've wondered about what music means when it's in the church. There's so much music in the church. And if somebody's singing, how much do we have to worry about the prayer aspect of the music? And how much are we just actually living music? And what's the, to me, what's the difference? But that's a different discussion. But I don't really know that there is a way to break between the secular aspect of music and the spiritual aspect of music. Of course, intention, obviously. But then beyond that, how do you know?
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, our times come again no more.
Is there something each of you wants to learn from the other as you guys tour together and play together on stage?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm sure that I will be enjoying the, you know, watching Ricky work. And I think I'll probably learn more than I ever had a chance to.
The thing that I think is that sharing this holy night, because that's what it is, playing music for people. It's very taxing, very emotional, very holy. And sharing that bill with somebody is a really big deal. I'm looking forward to having a really good time. You know, women can be catty and competitive, and I don't feel anything like that happening.
No.
So I feel like, not from my part and not from Madeline's part, so I think it's going to be really fun. Don't you think, Madeline?
Yeah, absolutely. That you said it.
I want to go out on the other song that the two of you have released in advance of the tour, your version of As Time Goes By, the classic song from the movie Casablanca.
Can I say something before you play it?
Sure.
You know, when Larry Klein suggested this song, I thought, are you crazy? Because we've heard this song so many times. But Madeline sings this incredible, there's an introduction, and she begins the song. It's, I mean, it's just about equal, but it feels like it's, you know, it's hers and I'm participating in it. And turned out so beautiful. You know, it was so inspiring to me that I would like to make a record with her of duets.
Nice.
So check this out. I'm so glad you're going to play it because I really like it myself.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed and new invention and things like fourth dimension, yet we get a trifle weary of Mr. Einstein's theory.
So singers Madeline Peru and Ricky Lee Jones, they'll be touring North America together through March. For more information, you can go to hereandnow.org. Ricky Lee Jones and Madeline Peru, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Or what might still be proved, the simple facts of